Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Anderson Speedway legend and Thunder Roadster champion John Robbins. Then we'll speak with a dirt track champion who won her first title on the same night her father won his, Holly Weiss. Then we'll have a conversation with ASCS winner from last weekend from Pocahontas, Illinois, Zach Dahlm. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in West Virginia at Summit Motorsports Park. Daniel Silvestri and Nate Morris split the features. Justin Clark and Shannon Thornsbury, winners at 191 in Kentucky. Down in Georgia at Sonoya, Jonathan Davenport won everything on the weekend. Bobby Pierce Jr., the season-long Flow Night in America Championship. Brett Marks, the winner in Pennsylvania at Baps, Missouri at Springfield. Sawyer Krigler, Preston Martin, Jim Chisholm amongst the winners. And in California at Placerville, USAC Midgets, Dason Pursley got that one. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Anderson Speedway multi-time track champion and now once again both divisions champion, Legends and Thunder Roadster, John Robbins. Hey John, welcome to the show. And I know I've seen him run here at Charlotte, but help those that have never seen a Thunder Roadster race. What is a Thunder Roadster?
Thunder Roadster was basically made off of like the 50s Indy cars, using the same suspension as the Legends, same gear, same motor, same rear end. Everything is the same suspension-wise as it is on the Legend, except for the lower A-arms are just a little bit bigger.
Oh.
And then we run a 15-inch tire versus the 13-inch tire on the Legends.
They are a majestic-looking vehicle, that's for sure. The Thunder Roadsters, one of the two championships, Legends being the other, that our guest on the ProFab Hotline at Anderson Speedway this year won once again, John Robbins. And what's the fun of driving these much bigger, longer cars than any other race car that through your career you got to drive?
Well, the Thunder Roadsters, as weird as it seems, the harder you drive it, the better it reacts and the better it feels. So you can really barrel that thing in the corner and it's going to stick because it's running those 15-inch tires and you're only about 1,400 pounds.
How long did you have to drive before you trusted yourself with that statement? The longer you drive it in, the more it's going to stick when you make that turn, because you have to get your bravery up to just the right spot to believe that sentence.
You're 100% right. It did take a little bit, but, you know, we drive the Legends in the same way at Anderson with all that banking. I kind of picked it up fairly quick. I really started out in those as basically just a field filler, and then I started winning, so then I had to buy one of those too.
John Robbins, he bought them, he wins in them, and he wins championships. This year at Anderson Speedway, he's both the Legends and the Thunder Roadster champion at like 7-8 championships in just a stellar career with hundreds of victories, and the trophy still somewhere in his shop to showcase. There he is, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So scooting back and forth between the cars, they don't drive alike for the majority of with the length of one and the tightness of the other. How do you get from car to car and do all that? You're not one of these young lion kids that gets out of a bando. How does a veteran driver have all that physicality? What's it take on a night to go between the cars?
It's honestly not all that bad. You know, your adrenaline kicks in. So, shoot, we run one night. We ran 100 laps in the Legend for the Fritz Dietzen Memorial, and then we done a 50-lap race with the Roadsters right behind it.
Wow. What do you drink between the races? Is it just as much water as you can get in you while you're belting up in the other car, or do you have – some kind of secret sauce that helps you get along better when you have to do like those doubles you just spoke of?
Well, I do drink a lot of water, a lot of Gatorade, and I normally drink a Red Bull before I get in the car. Whether it really helps or not, I don't really know, but I've done it for so long. It's just kind of it's just what I do before I get in.
Well, Van Gisbergen and I would sure say, would tell you that it gives them wings and all the rest of those Red Bull drivers. And whatever it is, it's working for John Robbins, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Anderson Speedway, multi-time track champion, Legends and Thunder Roadster, this year's pair of titles. When you look back, how does this year compare? Was it, you know, what was fun of this year that you hadn't experienced? Maybe we'll go that way. What was kind of cool and different about winning these championships this time?
I don't know if there was any big changes, but we got to go to Winchester, which is supposed to be the fastest high bank half mile in the country. So we go there. You can run that. There are a couple of us that can run it flat-footed from green to checkered.
You know, Anderson, where you're at, like you had said, those banks are pretty big there. How did the transition feel going, you know, to Winchester's? Is it a lot different than the setup to get through, which is tighter corners at Anderson, I get, but, you know, just the transition on the angle of banking?
Honestly, as far as setup goes, I really don't change anything in the car except for the rear end gear. The setup stays the same.
So it's just all, You change out how the gear would go, and the driver looks down the straightaway and says, this one's mine. And that's what John Robbins seems to do better than anybody there in the Legends and Thunder Roadsters. Again, multi-time track champion at Anderson Speedway. Got to play over there at Winchester on that big half mile, those high banks. That had to be something. If folks want to get involved with Thunder Roadsters racing at Anderson in your area, how do they go about it? Where can they look on the internet and things like that?
Doug Duggar is our basically our parts dealer. He's an actual U.S. Legends dealer, though the Roadsters aren't involved with INX and U.S. Legends anymore. But he still has cars. He has his shop down there. He can get the parts and the motors and tires and whatever you need. If somebody's looking for a car, they can contact him. He's got several cars he's ready to sell. We're trying to get the series to grow a little bit.
I'm sure that not only what Doug could do, but John Robbins give you a hand as well. Multi-time Anderson Speedway track champion, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a candidate turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com for your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. On the same night, her father won his third championship at the track called Dixieland Speedway in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, about the farthest track almost out into the ocean point of North Carolina, the dirt track there. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the newly crowned Super Street champion of that facility, Holly Weiss. And hey, Holly, welcome to the show. And before we even get going about the racing and all the emotion, you're running a street car on dirt. That help us understand what you're driving.
At the beginning of the year, we started with a Nova chassis with a Camaro front clip. And then about halfway through the year, some good people came into my life. And we now have an old asphalt late model turned into a dirt car.
Wow. It's a sharp looking dirt car, pink and white on the track there. And she wheeled it all the way to her first win and her first career championship in the Super Street division at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's dirt track. Holly Weiss, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And as I had mentioned earlier in this, Dad wins his championship on the same night. Is it easier doing your part to win your championship and harder to watch his? What's that like?
Yeah, I definitely think, and he could relate to this too, it's definitely hard to watch a loved one race because it is just so nerve-wracking. I was nervous about securing my championship because I had an 18-point lead. So, I mean, I had a little bit of a buffer there, but Dad had a bigger buffer. So he was more worried about me than I was worried about him that night, for sure.
Holly Weiss, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Both of the Weisses got it done and got championships at that track at Elizabeth City, North Carolina over the season there. A fantastic feat for one, but to do it both, pretty darn cool. And speaking of Profabrication headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. Well, speaking about the dynamic between daughter and father, and how about driver and driver? Do you give him the same looks at home, you know, if you're not happy with something, as you do when he starts telling you about one way to drive versus the other? Or is it vice versa? How does that all work when you're, you know, you got to have all those dynamics working at once?
Yeah, it definitely makes for an interesting dynamic. It took us a while to learn how to communicate. I want to say respectfully, I guess. My dad has so many friends that have been around me growing up, and they all give me advice, but it's a little different when it comes from your own father. You almost, you know, don't want to believe it at a point, but once I started listening to him, it changed the course of my racing career. And now we have a super healthy relationship when it comes to advice. And now that I've gotten a little better, I tell him stuff sometimes, and when he listens, it's a confidence booster for me too.
Well, and Dad should, because he's got a championship daughter like he is a champion as well. Sharing information, always a great thing. And Holly Weiss and her dad, Joe, using it to grab championships together this year at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's Dixieland Speedway on that dirt, making it go. And one of the really neat things that I saw in one of the write-ups that you said was racing isn't just something that the Weiss family does. Help folks understand what you mean by that statement.
I like to say that racing is not just what we do, it's our life. Me, my dad, my brother, we all race, and our grandfathers have raced. It's just a super important part of our daily lives. We go to work, we get off, we work on the race car just to have a little bit of experience every other weekend or every weekend with our family, our friends, our fans, our supporters. It's just super humbling to be able to have everyone come together and have the time of our lives in a hobby that we are grateful enough to be able to participate in.
Wow. And participate all the way to a championship for both Holly and her dad, Joe, at Elizabeth City, North Carolina's Dixieland Speedway. Guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Another thing, I believe it was Brian White and you were talking on the front stretch at the track when you got the championship, points that night. And all was about the fans and the connection that you and they seem to have together. What can you tell us about that?
I was overwhelmed this year about the support from my fan base. I was really unaware about how many fans I had in the stands every Friday night. And one of the most important things to me that stuck out that Brian White asked me, who is a great announcer in that, but he asked me about young girls. What am I wanting young girls to hear? And I just want them to hear that we as women and young girls can be in the sport and we can do well in it too. And to have young girls come up to me at the racetrack and tell me that I'm inspiring them, or they want to be a race car driver too, or they want to do whatever it is that's outside the norm, that means more than any win I've ever gotten.
Wow. Powerful words and great advice from Holly Weiss, the track champion at Dixieland Speedway, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, wheeling it all the way to the championship at 20 years old and more championships to come. You can just hear that in her voice. She is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. How about other sports? Did you play anything? Do you still keep up with other sports within your life?
Yeah, so in high school, I played soccer and I swam. I still swim from time to time, but not as well as I did in high school. I was also in the marching band, and then in college, I continued in the marching band for my first year at college before I took a break so I could do some work while also in school.
Well, I think the work has worked out for you, at least on the racetrack. Holly Weiss, the track champion. Any one of those things with about 20 seconds to go help you in the race car from one sport to the other?
Yeah, I think that like swimming and marching band all correlate because of the breathing aspect. When I'm in my race car, it's definitely stressful sometimes, so I have to breathe through things, and all of those correlate with breathing techniques.
Well, Holly Weiss used all of that and more to grab this championship at Dixieland Speedway, Elizabeth City, North Carolina. Where can we follow you on the internet?
Our main source of information comes from Weiss Motorsports, which is the Facebook page that I update on the regularly, where we advertise our sponsors and everyone that makes this possible, because it really does take a whole team, a whole family.
Make sure you check out Weiss Motorsports and look up Holly Weiss, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Congratulations, Holly. Thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout. Awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, fresh off of his victory at the American Sprint Car Series run at Creek County in Oklahoma that you may have watched on Dirt Vision, Zach Dahm. Welcome to the show and the ProFabrication.com hotline. The Zach Dahm that's been on this show before, race late models. What's the difference here?
Yeah, a couple letters are a little bit different there, but I know we got confused at the Dome a couple of years ago when we were able to run midgets there. So they kept calling us Zach Dom to do something, and I just assumed they were talking about him, but they weren't. So I was late to wherever I needed to be.
Oh, my. Well, Zach Dom, our guest from Pocahontas, Illinois, is the winner from the American Sprint Car Series run at Creek County over the last weekend, beating out the champion, Sam Hayford Heath Jr., of that series on some pretty impressive, you know, kind of mid-race, late-race runs. What's it like with a restart with, a dozen-ish to go, and you got the guy going for the points championship to your outside? You still got the work to do to get your first win. What's going on inside the race car at that moment?
At that point in time, you've already kind of played out the whole race in your head and know what's going on. So, I felt like we were getting better and better as the race went on. So I knew if we could just get to him on the restart and pressure him a little bit, I felt like the bottom was going to get better and better, the last 10 laps or so. So it worked out well for us. And, the bottom just got faster and faster. The top got slower and slower because it just got more tricky to run. So anytime you can beat Sam Hayford in a 360 race, I feel like that's a kind of a feather in your cap.
It definitely is. Zach Dom, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, got that feather and the trophy and all the accolades from Creek County in the American Sprint Car Series last weekend, taking the lead right in the 30-ish lap area and then holding off, as we said, the newly crowned Sam Hayford Heath Jr. for that victory. And interesting, you're running out west. Is west where you go? Is Ohio, Oklahoma? Do you like states with O's? Which way do you go when you point from one way or the other out of Pocahontas?
Yeah, the only thing my truck knows is home. other than that, it doesn't know which way it's going every week, and it's fun not to chase a. Any one thing, I just look at the schedule on Monday for what's going to play out the next week and just try to see if I turn left or I turn right out of the shop and see which way makes the most sense for me to go that week. So this week was about the only game in town other than midgets out in California. So obviously 10 grand payday, that's kind of enticing to go run. And so that's what we chose this week. And, next year we'll probably do about the same. Just see what looks enticing and head that way.
And a true free agent, Zach Dom, winner at the American Sprint Car Series run at Creek County last weekend. He has ran in Ohio, running all across the country, and we're glad to have him on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. They've got midget headers coming for a couple of different brands at ProFabrication. You've ran midgets. In fact, you were a car owner for a late model guy there. Go back to the late model things. What was it like owning a car for Jonathan Davenport at the Chili Bowl? Wow, we got you on that.
That was pretty cool. The only hard part was fitting him in there. He's such a big, dude. And I always said he's like 7 foot tall, but wears a size medium shirt. He's all leg. And so we had to, trying to cram him down in a midget cockpit wasn't much fun. And he loves to tell the story. I know he's told it. I've been around a few different times and he's like, man, they tried to kill me. but I think he enjoyed it. And it was pretty cool to get somebody of his nature in a race car. So that was fun. And it was just a fun week.
Definitely so. Zach Dom, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Not only racing midgets, owning midgets for the likes of Jonathan Davenport, and now winning in a 360 winged sprint car. Looks very much like you would see the World of Outlaws. Only has just a pinch off of their extreme power in that series. Zach Dom winning at Creek County in Oklahoma. Going from the open cockpit midgets and non-winged sprint cars to the winged version, is that wind around the cockpit much different inside the ones that you just raced and took the victory? And how do you explain that to people? Is it calmer? Is it more turbulent? How does it work?
I would say it's calmer inside of a wing car. I think the air gets directed towards the wing more than through a non-wing car, where you're taking the point force of the air. So You know, obviously big tracks is a lot different than what it would normally be versus a short track like what we were at Creek County. But it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, nothing really compares to the two, non-wing and wing. It's totally different. So it's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's a fun one to go try and do.
Well, and fun when you can end up at Victory Lane at Creek County Speedway in the American Sprint Car Series, just like our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Zach Dom, did last weekend. And talking about short tracks and learning, you grew up at a track kind of close to my heart. I had been there back in the day with our son, the I-70 quarter midget track. What's it like growing up at a racetrack with your folks running the show back in those days?
Yeah, it was. I think I was at a racetrack when I was 6 weeks old, so it's all I've ever known. And it, you know, we ran the quarter midget track there here in Greenville for a long time. And I guess I'll probably be stepping into that role again this year when my boy starts racing. So we'll, you know, they say life comes full circle, so it'll be full circle again come springtime.
Full circle for Zach Dome, who made the tight confines of Creek County in Oklahoma his victory in the American Sprint Car Series on Dirt Vision. Where can we follow your adventures on the internet so we can keep up with the racer, the father, the team owner, and all the rest that you're doing?
Facebook and Twitter is probably the easiest. I don't think I have a website anymore. So just Dom Motorsports is the Twitter handle and the Facebook handle too. So I don't get on there very much, but sometimes I have something good to say.
Well, it'll be neat to watch the father and son racing next year. And, of course, this year winner of the American Sprint Car Series go at Creek County, Zach Dom, our guest of the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, will be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grilled burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. There's still racing going on all across the southern half of the United States, from California all the way to South Carolina and all kinds of places in between. Follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.